To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan.
The stark reality of budget cuts is laid bare in a Nolan Show exclusive today. We've got our hands on a leaked document which shows just how bad things are going to get when it comes to streetlights, roads, grass cutting and more. Later in the programme, we'll speak to the Minister, Danny Kennedy, himself to see how stretched his budget really is. But here's just some of the details that we have seen in this leaked document. They have a £12.8 million budget, but for road and street lighting, they need £13.6 million. That's £11.1 for the lights, another £2.5 for inspecting them. So they're already down £800,000 for that alone. They say in this leaked document it means no resource funding for road and footway repairs, for grass cutting, for weed control, for gully emptying, for winter service and so on. They say that they need extra money for a skeleton service. Note those words. This is just for a skeleton service. The total requirement agreed with the minister, £24.5 million. The budget's £12.8 million. So they're £11.7 million short in that department alone. Let's speak to Unite this morning. Good morning to you, Gareth Thomas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. When you read through this this document, my goodness, it's stark. How do you interpret it?
Yes. Well, we've been aware of this since April, and we have been predicting that road users will start as time passes to see the actual impacts of this. I mean, it's a devastating position to be in. We have a situation where the budget that was allocated for the year at the beginning of the year, and remember, that's the fantasy budget we're now talking about, and that's not even been passed yet. We haven't even guaranteed that money. But on that, there's just £12.9 million, which is only enough to actually deal with the energy for lights and testing. There's no resource money there to do any work at all. And in fact, the skeleton work that we're getting done at the moment is only due to the fact that they're working over budget in the hope of getting money allocated to them in each of the quarterly monitoring rounds. And for your listeners, the monitoring rounds is basically where budget money or resource money must be spent in the year, or otherwise you lose it. So what usually happens every quarter is they have a monitoring round where all the departments come together, and if anybody's underspent, it's put into a pot to be divvied out around. So really, we're working hand to mouth. We're really, the work we're doing at the moment, we haven't got the money to pay for it, but we're doing it in the hope that the money will become available in the June monitoring round.
So tell me about this skeleton service. Is it already a skeleton service?
Yeah, they're doing the skeleton service at the moment, but I mean, and that's the one that people even yesterday in your show was phoning up to complain about, because the word skeleton is an appropriate word for it. It is really an extremely scaled down.
Spell it out to me. What does that mean?
Well, for instance, let's say in urban areas for grass cutting, where normally there would be 5 cuts a year, there would only be 1 cut. Same in the rural areas. Gullies, for instance, that'll only be done as and when required. And here's some of the things that it also means, and you would have heard this yesterday. They've now put a ration on fuel of 35 litres per lorry per week. And what they actually say is that once you use up your 35 litres, the lorry must be parked up. Let's take another example, the gully emptying. I mean, you'll be familiar in years gone by of seeing the guys out cleaning the gullies on the side of the road with the big, you know, the big tanker vehicles with the big suction pipes that suck everything up through the, which is called a mechanical gully empty. They're not allowed to do that anymore. When they're doing the gully, they have to do it manually. And the reason for that is once they take it into the vehicle, they must pay to dispose of the waste, and they've no money to dispose to pay for the disposal of the waste. So they asked, so the guys have to now do it with spades and shovels and just dump whatever comes out of the gully on the edge of the road, just so there's no cost for disposing of the waste.
What about this claim yesterday, which I simply didn't believe because it was too farcical to be true? There were a couple of workers phoned us yesterday,
yes,
to say, Gareth, that all they have is 35 litres of fuel per van per week, and they can't afford, the department can't afford to buy any more petrol to go into the vans, and so they're therefore told when they run out of, well, 35 litres isn't a lot,
no,
if you're travelling around Northern Ireland, and they're told to come back to the depot and cut the grass in the depot instead. That is so fantastical. It couldn't be true.
Well, the aspect is that those would be true. We're getting stories like that from our members all the time. And the reason for that there is the resource budget that you've just seen in that leaked document, that excludes wages, but it is the resource budget for the actual buying of materials, energy, fuel, anything that's basically required. And as such, because they have no money within the actual budget, which is still a fantasy budget, to actually buy any materials, that it's only with the agreement of the minister that they can overspend to the tune of this 11 million that they are buying materials to be able to do the skeleton. But because of that, they keep...
But have you heard of this? Have you heard of this ceiling on the amount of fuel they can put in a car?
Yes, we have heard that from every depot, our shops, just in every depot.
What are you hearing?
We're hearing that basically the guys are restricted, the work that they can do, the work's not been issued, one, first, and secondly, we have heard about this rationing, and that's exactly what it is. I'm using that word deliberately. It's rationing of fuel to the tune of 35 litres per vehicle per week, and that once that fuel runs out, the vehicle must be parked up until the following week when they get their next ration of 35 litres. I mean, it's almost like an undeveloped part of the world rather than a developed country. You know, we're rationing fuel.
How much is 35 litres of fuel?
Well, I'm not a lorry driver. I'm a trade union official, obviously, but I'm
sure we can work it out behind the scenes here. Yes, it couldn't be that much.
It's not that much, and certain area guys are saying it's not enough for them to do a week's work. And that's why they're being then confined at times to base or doing some sort of work that doesn't incur a resource cost.
Here's Stanley this morning in Macrofelt. Morning, Stanley.
I contacted one of the local MLAs here to get the gullies cleaned because one of the gullies was full right up to the grating in the village of Moneymower, up right, you know, to the, you know, the bars and the grating.
Yeah.
They came and they cleaned the one gully, but the whole village would need the gratings cleaned in. And there's a 12th demonstration here, and there's a lot of things happening in this village this summer. There was a flooding 2 years ago or in a street called Hammond Street. And if these places where there's flooding, even in Belfast, the gullies aren't cleaned in timeously, I can see problems where we'll be paying out millions of pounds in government money to help the flood victims. And I don't know why then we can't prioritise gully cleaning.
Like, how do you feel about all of this?
I think it's a disgrace. I was looking at the local Tyrone Courier last week and they're saying they're going to spend another £1.5 million in a streetscape in Dungannon, which is part of our council area now in the new enlarged council.
Well, now, this leaked document that the government has, it says that gully cleaning will be responsive only.
But what happens if the August floods that we've had and the monsoon weather we've had a couple of years ago and people have been flooded in their homes here? In Northern Ireland, Belfast, Moneymower, places where flooding occurred last time.
Can I say something there?
Go on, Gareth.
Yeah, one of the aspects too, I was interested in there. I mean, the department are fully aware of these things. If you actually look at the document that has been leaked to you, they actually spell out a number of the issues that will arise over the year. And just when we're talking about gullies, one of them is it just says that flooding incidents will be expected to increase during periods of heavy rain as there will be no routine gully clearing. I mean, they're fully aware of all the things that are going to happen. Yet this is the way in which the services are being.
Well, the other one I spotted when I was reading through this last night, traffic signal maintenance. In other words, the traffic lights. That's at a reduced level of service. What on earth does that mean?
Can I come in?
Just hold on a moment. Does that actually mean, Gareth, that if traffic lights are bust, they're not going to have to fix them?
I'm not too sure if it means that, but obviously it affects the general maintenance of them. Of course, if you don't maintain something, I'm sure you're aware of this with your car or with anything, there's more likelihood of things breaking down if you don't do preventative maintenance.
It also says in this, we're not too far away from the winter. It's June already because it's nearly July. It also says in this document there's no funding for a winter service. That's the likes of Gritton.
Yes, the £11 million that they need extra to do the skeleton service doesn't include winter service. So if there's going to be a winter service, they would need to find more money then again. And remember, the other aspect that we haven't even addressed yet is that since the Conservatives have been re-elected, they've now introduced another money budget, and which will affect £38 million be taken out of the block grant in a year that still hasn't been actually addressed to our current budgets by departments. We don't even know if there's going to be even more money cut. Well, we know there's going to be more money cut, we just don't know where yet.
0845 955 678. Gordon, morning, Gordon.
Morning, sir.
Go ahead, Gordon.
I'm down Newcastle this morning, down the Shemin Road, and the street lights are on this last two or three days, in the middle of June. I know the nights are on the turn, like, but you can hear taking the lights off now.
Thank you, man. And Damien, morning, Damien.
Hey, Stephen.
Go ahead, Damien.
Stephen, I just want to make the comment that I've visited a couple of council offices this week, and I noticed that the lawns around the council offices, the flower beds, etc., are all perfect, absolutely beautiful. And yet, when you drive outside the offices, which were built at massive expense to the taxpayer as well, I might add, when you drive outside of their offices, you're getting grass, you know, a foot, 18 inches long, and nothing looked after. So I would just like to know that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And so if people are having to live with long grass, you know, around their houses or whatever in their estates, I think the council should be living with it at their offices as well.
Yeah, but if these workers are getting the details right, then there is an explanation. It basically is that our government can't afford the fuel anymore to send them outside of their offices. We've worked out here, if these workers are saying that they're only allowed 35 litres a week, that's 40-odd quid of fuel. So government can't afford to put more than 40-odd pound of fuel a week into a car before they go bust. They can't afford any more.
Even these machines that cut the grass use fuel as well, and you'll not see too many lawnmowers parked at these fancy council offices either these days. They're parked somewhere else, so that they need fuel to get where they're going, no matter where they go, and they need fuel when they get there, so I don't accept that.
Can I just say something on
that? Go on, Gareth.
The aspect, the one thing probably I would need to highlight there is that when that gentleman was talking about the grounds within council facilities or premises, that will be a matter for the local council. When you're out on the road and the estates and things, it actually falls under DRD, when Transport NI, or what we formerly would have called Road Service. So that may be why you see a difference there, and the funding's different. The councils are funded by the rates, whereas the departments will be solely dependent on the block grant and their allocation from it.
Right, Alex in Lisburn. Morning, Alex.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Alex.
I just listened to ringing up complaining about, gullies and so forth. The simple fact is, until we learn that we can only live within our means, and that includes welfare, this going at worst, we can't afford to sink extra millions into the welfare budget because it has to come out of other budgets. And this is a direct result of Sinn Féin policy. It's as simple as that. I mean, this notion that you can protect people on welfare in isolation is a nonsense. Yes, you can protect people on welfare.
Sinn Féin would say you're talking nonsense, a direct result of their policy. Sinn Féin would say that they're trying to protect the most vulnerable in society.
Yes, and the most vulnerable drive their cars, the most vulnerable use education, the most vulnerable use health, the most vulnerable use government services. And they're going to get hit the same as the rest of us. It's as simple as that. Where's the money going to come from? Sinn Féin, the government say we get 10 billion. Sinn Féin say we only get 3 billion, even 3 billion. You know, we're paying so many million pounds a week in fines because we won't agree a welfare deal. We're part of the UK. The UK government decides. It's as simple as that. Sinn Féin don't want to face that reality.
But this story this morning and this document we've got, it kind of spells out the harsh realities of all of this, of the lack of agreement, doesn't it? When you've got a government department that can't cut our grass anymore, when you've got a government department that can't send men out in the lorries anymore, not because the men aren't being paid, they are being paid, but they just can't afford the fuel.
Well, you have a
beyond 40 quid a week.
You have a government department that has signed contracts. If they break those contracts, they end up being sued themselves. You have a government department funds for the railways. You can't cut back on railway safety. You have to service your buses. You have to keep the safety aspect there going. There's only so many places that department cut back on, and I suppose road grass cutting is one of the easiest. It's one of the most vulnerable services. But I get back to my original point. We sat on your own show and everything, and people have laughed and they've joked and they've laughed at the politicians arguing over welfare. This is the harsh reality now. It's not a joke. It's real, and it's going to affect. It's going to be far worse. And it's okay for Sinn Féin saying we're going to protect the vulnerable, and so that they can do that in isolation. They can't. To do that, everything else is going to come down around them. And that's the reality of the situation. So Sinn Féin actually admit that they're part of the UK, and that the UK, we are dependent on a certain amount of subvention from Westminster, and we have to live within our means. It's like going to your boss and saying to your boss, I know you're giving me 20,000 a year, but I need 25, and I'm going to spend 25,000 a year, and then blame the boss because you're overdrawn at the end of the year. That's not how it works. If you get 25,000 of a salary, you can spend 25,000. You can't simply say, well, I'm entitled to an extra 5,000 and just go ahead and spend it.
Alex, thank you. Kevin in Ballinahinch. Morning, Kevin.
Hi, Stephen. Stephen, basically, I'm just concerned and a wee bit baffled in regards to the road tax that we pay. Where's the breakdown in regards to cutting grass on roundabouts and whatever else and the safety aspect in regards to that? And also in regards to our own rates, where's the breakdown in regards to what part goes to various councils or whatever in order to cut grass? Why are they suddenly cutting that away? Where was the money before?
So what you're saying is we're already paying for it, so where's the money?
Yes. And where's the breakdown in all this? If I'm paying, I have two cars, so I'm paying tax on both of them. Where's the funding for that is coming out of my tax? Where's it being put into? If they're cutting back, where is that money going to? Is it going to fund the health service? Is it funding other organisations to cut back?
How do you feel about it all?
Sorry?
How do you feel about it all?
Well, I feel absolutely disgusted. If it's the case that playing fields or whatever are not being cut, kids, and there's cutbacks all over the place, everybody's going to suffer here. But I would like to know an answer from the likes of Danny Kenny. Where is that money going? If we're paying our rates...
Well, there's cuts across all departments, aren't there?
No, I understand that, but we've always been told that you have to pay your car tax. If you don't pay it, then funding starts to go down. So if people are paying for their taxes on their cars, where is that money actually going? Where is the breakdown for the likes to clean the gullies and stuff?
The situation Danny Kennedy's in, we're going to speak to him in a minute or two. The situation he's in is he's got to prioritise things. You know, for example, your water, your lights.
Yes, absolutely. But I mean, that's part of your, in regards to even motorway maintenance and stuff like that, surely to God, some of your taxes from your car tax goes towards funding that. Where is that? Why is that suddenly being hit so hard?
You know, we're talking here about the ugliness of our environment, aren't we? If the grass is overgrown and it's overgrown at junctions and all of that. If someone gets killed on a road, and this is the reason why we've done this story for 3 days in a row now, If someone is trying to peer around a junction and the grass is getting in the road, and there are some junctions now like this in Northern Ireland, because you've been telling us, you've been sending us your photographs, and if a car pulls out and they do not have that visibility because that grass hasn't been cut, someone has lost their life over welfare reform in Northern Ireland.
Absolutely.
So if someone crashes that car and there are kids in the car and all of that kind of stuff, just think of the implications of no agreement in Northern Ireland when it gets to the ground, when it gets to ordinary people.
Yes.
That's the point.
Yeah, and obviously that's a concern for everybody. Anybody who's driving a car is always to be aware of kids and stuff running about. And if you're coming to a junction and there's a child that you can't even see because of overgrown grass, somebody's going to have to pay a heavy price for this.
Bill in Antrim. Morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Bill.
I was saying that redirecting resources might help with regards to of grass culling. There's community service labs could be directed to that location. I wouldn't like to go the American way where you have the chain gangs marching along the road there clearing the place, but certainly redirection of local resources could be used more and more in that direction. Plus,
what are you saying? Get prisoners to do it?
Well, if you're redirecting people that are directed by the courts to do community service, why not? Because it would help the community for one thing, and would possibly, I would like to say, save money. That's one way of doing it. But on top of that, again, I do really get angry when I see the money's being spent to tidy up a village. That doesn't need carrying up. The money could be used to generate the labour to clear gullies, etc. Why not? And then you have the charter for the unscrupulous people once you start with your food piles not being repaired, oh boy, just put a few information requests about how much money is being handed out to people who have tripped. Oh, you know, I got a bit cross.
What do you say to the minister, Bill?
Pardon?
What do you say to the minister?
I'm sorry, I couldn't come quite.
What do you say? What's your message to the minister, Danny Kennedy?
Sorry, my apologies to the minister, certainly, is redirect the resources that are not absolutely required to decorate up villages, etc. like that there. Put the money to more use where it's needed. As the man said, somebody gets killed. Why not use the money to prevent somebody being killed?
Bill, thank you. Albert Nanalong and Geraldine in Lisburn. Morning, Geraldine.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Geraldine.
Stephen, I live on the Stewartstown Road and I'm in the same boat as everybody else with the grass not being cut and the place looking bad and it being dangerous. But we noticed yesterday, that they had started cutting the grass at one of the roundabouts on the Stewartstown Road. Now, they're still at it. They're still cutting the grass. So it's like a false economy.
What do you mean?
Hello?
What do you mean, Geraldine?
Well, if they were cutting the grass 5 times a year, whatever, we've seen them coming out and cutting this particular patch maybe in a couple of hours. This is either the second or the third day that they're at the same patch.
Yeah.
So if one of the biggest costs is labour, really, in any kind of job, it's manpower. How is that saving money?
And Albert. Morning, Albert.
Morning, Stephen. Danny Kennedy had no money, no difficulty in finding money to put in bus lanes. He then doubled parking tickets, the revenue from that. Where did the money go for the revenue for parking tickets, which he doubled? He hates traffic. He hates car owner. That's obvious.